USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are in negotiations looking to bring back a slimmed-down version of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, with a focus on prescription drug pricing, tax hikes on the wealthy, and climate spending. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News Sunday he thinks President Biden is out of step with the needs of Americans.
You want enough money to be able to fill your tank with gas. You want enough money that you can buy a week's worth of groceries, and you want to have enough money to pay the bills at the end of the month. But Joe Biden's not going there. He's going to higher taxes, more government spending, and attacking American energy.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park has burned nearly 1,600 acres and remains 0% contained as crews continue to battle the fire. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
President Biden is defending his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia. In an op-ed published in the Washington Post, Biden saying the United States has to engage directly with Saudi Arabia to stay strong and secure. The president set to begin a Middle East trip Wednesday, which will include stops in Israel and the West Bank. A NHL team is being applauded for a recent hire.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold the title in the NHL. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there, the momentum's going to keep going. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and to continue to change the landscape of all sports.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is opening its 37th probe into a Tesla crash after a deadly car accident. A California couple died Wednesday when the Tesla they were driving on a Florida interstate exited for an unknown reason. The car then rear-ended an 18-wheeler in a Walmart parking lot, killing the 66-year-old female driver and 67-year-old male passenger. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is continuing to support police.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. David Lloyd is with the First Amendment Center. He spoke with News Nation.
That is a content-based restriction on speech. It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Marvel superhero is a new box office star in North America. Thor: Love and Thunder earned $143 million in its opening weekend at theaters in the United States and Canada. This is the third biggest opening of the year behind Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Jurassic World Domination. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burns.